The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar fifth quarter.
We need to hit the showers. We'll hopefully talk to one of the winning Bulldogs afterwards. It's the Bombers that get away from the middle. McDonald, Tip and Woody charges onto it at centre-half forward, lowers the eyes. Lightning ball to Snelling, who's already kicked one goal in the opening term. He goes wide to the debutant in Kale. He just...
Looks off the pace a bit, doesn't he?
Yeah, just a bit off the pace. Good to have him, you know, blooded tonight, but his handball was ineffective. Dogs managed to clear it, and the ball towards centre wing again. Siren will sound as the ball will come back in. Big win in the end. 51 playing 93. And so the Dogs have turned around a horror against the Blues. Western Bulldogs, big winners over the Bombers on the Gold Coast. 7-9-51 Essendon. Bulldogs imperious. 14-9-93. The Wolf back at the kennel. Plenty of it. Luke Beveridge happy with that win. And they will celebrate long and hard tonight. 7-9-51 to 14-9-93. Just running through a couple of the goal kickers. It was really Mitch Wallace that had most of it. One in the first, one in the third, one in the fourth. Suckling had two. Two also to Wakeman. Cody Wakeman on debut from Beaconsfield via Halebury College and the Dandenong under-18s. One to Ed Richards. Vandermeer got one. Lipinski on his birthday got one as well. Dale with one and Johannesson also with one. For the Bombers, it was Laverde who had two, Smith with one, Zaharakis with one, Hooker with one. They were all late. Snelling and McDonald, Tip and Woody got one each in the opening term. So the Bombers now go to 4-2, still with that game in hand, the game they haven't played against the Melbourne Footy Club. And amazing turnaround for the Bulldogs, who got toweled up by the Blues last week. We might be able to see if we can get some on-field interviews with Luke Hodge, who the former Hawk now turned Lion, based up, I think still up in Brisbane. And we'll try and see what we can do. For Tom Lonigan, his job is now to find a Stomatic standout. Stomatic, your disaster restoration experts. And he's also got to look at his head-to-head for Geelong Insurance Brokers as well. So a big win on the Harvey Norman scoreboard. 51 playing 93. And Luke Hodge has Marcus Bontempelli with him.
On to you, mate. You've got to need to teach a young fella. He's got to come and get an interview.
Okay, so he doesn't want Bontempelli. This is confusing because he's actually asked for my man Tim English.
Timmy, well played, mate. Well played. Career high in touches, clearances. Are you dominated out there tonight?
Yeah, I guess it's just a credit to the midfield. They've given me a lot of confidence, especially after last week. We felt like we started the game sort of not the way we wanted to start and lost that midfield battle and gave Carlton that head start. So it was a real focus for us to start from the word go and be able to sort of set the pace and show the rest of the team that intensity that we needed.
I'd never pump up your midfield. It was always you giving them the ball first.
Yeah, I don't know. It's pretty nice playing with Bont, Bailey Smith, Jack McRae and Libra in there. So they've got a really good group in there.
It was going to be a big tussle. Phillips has been in some good form the last few weeks. It looked like you had the tactic of just running up and down the ground, trying to get fatigue him that way.
Yeah, I felt like over summer I was able to work on my fitness and had an uninterrupted pre-season. As you know, that helps a fair bit going into the season. So have a lot of confidence in my running ability and try and play to that strength.
And Waitman, first gamer, he's got to put a smile on your face with his first goal.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. That's the kind of stuff he brings, and all we need from him is that pressure and that intensity, and the little special things like that is something that he'll always remember as his first goal.
Excellent, Timmy. Well played, mate.
Thank you. Thanks.
There's Tim English with Luke Hodge. Haven't heard a lot of Tim English. You'd rate him as quietly spoken. He sounds like a well-educated, nice young man, and he's now toughened up and put a bit of starch into the Bulldogs' ruck division.
I actually spoke to him at the draft combine in the year of his draft, and he's a lovely, lovely young fella.
All right, Marcus Bontempelli is there for Geelong Marine World. Cruising, fishing or fun, get on the water with Geelong Marine World.
We fell away in that last quarter, and especially probably the way we started the game. So it was sort of a bit of a thing for us to want to start the game well and just try and compete. That bit disappointing. We let them score a couple late, but they're a quality outfit, Essendon, so good win all in all.
And in the midfield, it looked like you stepped it up. You won by about 10 in clearances.
Yeah, well, the big fella, sort of, he's a lot to thank for that. He's still growing sort of week to week. I think you see his transition sort of game come into it with his marking and aerial ability, and he's still sort of continuing to challenge himself in the ruck sort of part of the game. So we benefited a lot from his good work today.
your younger guys are really playing some good footy. Bailey Smith pumped you up before the game, saying that you've helped him a lot. They've taken that next step in their career.
Oh, it's helping us probably, you know, older ones a bit more now. And you see blokes like Bailey come through, Latham Vandermeer, Cody Waitman in his first game tonight, did some great things. We saw little involvements, and that's what you hope you can get players to come in and do. And I think it's probably a good sign that they feel comfortable to come in and play their best straight away. So, yeah, good performance by Aldenot.
We saw you go off with the ankle. You're all sweet.
Yeah, pretty good, mate. Just a little twist to the ankle. So they strapped me back up and got me back out, which is nice.
Perfect, mate. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, mate.
Geelong Marine World, cruising, fishing or fun. Get on the water with Geelong Marine World. Marcus Bontempelli there. And
it's only 24, Bontempelli.
I know. He's
playing his 134th game of AFL.
He'll captain the club for 10 years. He's just brilliant.
And just refer to himself as one of the older ones.
Yeah,
just,
at 24.
24 years.
Well, when you have a look at it, the oldest one out there for them is Matthew Suckling at age of 31.
Just wondering, how many games would have Joel Selwood have played when he was 24? Would Bontempelli be up on about the same sort of level?
Yeah, he would have played 100 by the time he was 24 at least. Joel Selwood came in, was playing at 18.
Yep.
So by 24, 6 years later, he's certainly going to be doing that.
Yeah, I'm saying Bontempelli's tracking basically probably a very similar path in terms of games played as somebody like
Selwood. They're a super young list, the Doggies. They are. I think they're one of the youngest co's. They're second youngest. I think Gold Coast are your youngest. They're second youngest. So they've got a great future.
They are now making their way into the rooms. Marcus Bontempelli leads them in. Now look at Cody Waitman. Now look at the smile on that kid's face. Two goals on debut. One of them a contender for an APCO goal of the night. Happy, happy, happy days. And the Gatorade is going thick and fast over that young man. And they are enjoying it. No one's actually drinking anything at all. Josh Bruce, you maybe need to get out of those celebrations because I don't know what you do all night, but we'll wait and see. Cody Waitman now works his way off to the side. Here's the Bulldog song. Was all the Bombers could muster. 14-9-93, the Dogs, a 42-point win on the back of some great work from Tim English and also Marcus Bontempelli. We will, if time allows us, get down into the Bulldogs rooms and try and secure another interview for you for Geelong Marine World. Cruising, fishing or fun, get on the water with Geelong Marine World. This is the fifth quarter for Signature Homes. City to Surf Solar, Signature Homes award-winning Geelong builder specialising in custom-designed homes, $400,000 to $1 million. And Warrilili, the community where great things are happening. We'll come back with more in a moment. Friday Night Football, it's been a cracker. We've finally seen some high scoring. 93 the Dogs, 51 Essendon. Live, breathe, K-Rock Football. K-Rock
Football! Thanks to our number one ticket holder, Warrilili. If there's one thing we've realised in recent months, it's how much we love shopping at a store with a door. Now more than ever, we need to support our local businesses. Give your heart. So when you're looking for any goods or services, remember, do your bit and support a store with a door. You'll be supporting your neighbours, supporting your town. Give your heart. K-Rock encourages you to be vocal and support local. Shop at a store with a door.
Hello, it's Jamie.
And Ruth from Wombat Gully Platform Geelong.
Truth, Ruth, there's no better way to say it.
It's bare root season!
Bare root season is like a gala for gardeners. It's a party for plant lovers. It's a festival for fruit tree loving people that like fruit trees and like other fruity stuff.
Bare root season at Wombat Gully Plant Farm is the most celebrated time of year for gardeners. With our nursery stocked up to the brim with an assortment of quality bare root plants, it's worth celebrating.
So see you soon at Wombat Gully Plant Farm Geelong, 201 Townsend Road in Moolap.
Travel plans have changed for everyone this year, so my husband and I finally did something we've thought about, talked about, but never done before. We had a chat with the team at Prestige Jayco. Since we can't go overseas, we're now exploring our country instead. Long weekends, extended holidays, and heaps of new memories in our very own home on wheels. There's an option to suit you too. Campers, caravans, pop-tops, even motorhomes. So what are you waiting for? See Prestige Jayco today. Bellarine Highway, Newcombe. PrestigeJayco.com.au. au.
Warrilili, Geelong's multi-award winning community, keeps getting better. It's a place for families to grow in a strong, self-contained community that leads the way in community services. With the Armstrong Creek School, St. Catherine of the Siena Primary, 3 childcare centres and the Armstrong Creek East Community Centre all delivered. Plus Oberon High's new state-of-the-art campus opens next year. A great range of home builder scheme ready land is now selling. To find out more, see warrilili.com.au.
Thanks to our number one ticket holder, Warrilili.
Gosh. All right. Welcome back to K-Rock Footy, the fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. Just waiting to see if we can go inside the Bulldogs rooms. We might do some Kerr's higher stats, Benny, just while we're there, and maybe cherry pick some of the big ones, because I reckon at both ends of the spectrum there'll be some great results for the Dogs and some poor ones for the Bombers.
Yeah, just going back to that comparison between games in terms of Bonapelli and Selwood. Mm-hmm. So Selwood was 24 years of age and 98 days when he played his 134th game of AFL footy. Marcus Bontempelli will be 25 in November, playing his 134th tonight. So
similar tracking. Yeah, very similar tracking.
He's going to be, obviously, I mean, you know, we're not stating the bleeding obvious, that just surprised me that he's reached that many games and just 24 years of age, particularly as he's 193, he's taller. So he's a fantastic player, unbelievable to watch, and he's had 23 touches tonight. The Dogs, look, they had only had 12 more possessions, but they had 7 more clearances. They absolutely toweled up Essendon in contested possession. They were plus 35 in contested possession. Ooh. They only had 5 more inside 50s, but the flow of the game after quarter time, Essendon really didn't look like they were going to score. Tackle count 44-38. Individually, for the Dogs, McRae always racks up big numbers. He had 29. Hunter was really good, 26-21 effective. Bonapelli, the man we spoke about, 23 touches, 5 clearances, and he laid 3 tackles. English, maybe a steamatic standout, 22 possessions, 7 marks, 6 clearances, 17 contested possessions, 1 goal, 1 and 4 tackles. That's good stuff from a big fella. Libba was good in an under 22. Daniel off halfback, although some of his stats I think are misleading because he gets the kick in. So that's counted as a stat, I'm pretty sure.
After
you leave the goal square, it actually counts as a stat.
Oh, because if you kick it from the goal square, I don't believe it is. But maybe if you
play. But they all wander out of the goal square. And
they
nobody
do now because
it.
You don't need to kick it
so
yourself.
So he's had 20 touches. I'm tipping that Essendon kicked 9 points. So he's probably only had 10. Yeah. Bailey Williams, 17. Bruce, 16 and 6 marks. He missed a couple of goals. Johansson got going after a slow start. They all got involved, the Dogs. It was a pretty good team effort. Even their players down back. Well, I mean, Wood and Cordy, they don't really get a lot of the pill. They were good defensively, but hardly touched it. And young Waitman, great to see him on debut. Kicked a wonderful goal. He kicked 2 for them. In fact, both his goals were rippers. He had 5 kicks and a couple of sausage rolls. For the Bombers, Andy McGrath led the way with 24. Saad, 23. Parrish had 22. Zar Rakis had 20, but he really drifted right out of the game completely after quarter time. Merritt kept working for 20. McKenna, 19. Langford, 19. Hurley was good early, but in the end, weighted numbers told, he took 8 marks and had 18 touches. Just some plays for the Bombers who really had no influence. Jacob Townsend, just 3 kicks, no goals. McDonald, Tip and Woody, he had 6 possessions. I reckon he had 4 of those in the last 3 minutes of the game. Hibbard, just 4 kicks. McKernan couldn't catch a cold. Fantasia was quiet, 3 kicks. Snelling, 2 kicks. And Laverde, just 7 kicks. And young Ham, who's still finding his way, he's only a kid, the boy from St Mary's, he had a pretty quiet one. So just too many players for Essendon that were down. And the Dogs, I think Domsey mentioned it a few times, they just appeared to have way too much depth in the midfield. And with Shield and a couple others out, you take out Stringer, and you also got no Joe Danaher.
Heppel.
It was a depleted and undermanned sort of Essendon, and they just don't have the depth to cover that for where they're at the moment. But good effort by the Dogs. They bounce back. Every team is going to lose games. It's probably how you bounce back and respond to that loss, and the Dogs certainly did that tonight. Crowd of 4,949 at Metricon Stadium. So the Doggies by 42.
Kerr's Hire, your local hire company since 1982, and great sponsors of the stats here at K-Rock Football. Lovely to have the team from Kerr's Hire on board. Let's tidy up our Geelong Insurance Brokers head-to-head. Geelonginsurancebrokers.com.au. You've heard some of the stats there. We expected Anthony McDonald, Tip and Woody, to be jumping out as he's done on a lot of other occasions. And obviously for Bailey Smith, he was expecting to have that role. How did you see that in the end, Domsey?
It was probably a non-event, really, in the end. Coes, just with Anthony McDonald, Tip and Woody, just the six disposals, and probably got, fair to say, got three or four of those in the last sort of 10 or 15 minutes of the game, and just the one goal. Where, on the other hand, his head-to-head match-up, just pulling up. Yeah, just, well, it was Bailey Williams had 17 touches. So, I mean, he probably got enough of the ball down back, but it really, both of those guys didn't have any real effect on the game. So, probably not the best head-to-head we've had, but we'll move on. We'll push on and work from there.
Geelong Insurance Brokers, covering Geelong for 26 years. Don and the team there, Geelong Insurance Brokers, work with their clients to ensure they have the right cover, not just the cheapest premium. Our schematic standout is also your responsibility as well. We don't want to push you in any direction, Tim English, but if you want to do that, our schematic standout, delivering solutions, saving properties, restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years. How did you see the schematic standout?
Yeah, this man was clearly best on ground. Tim English had it wrapped up, I'd say, midway through the second quarter. He had 22 disposals. He had 10 marks, which is fantastic for a big guy to get that many. Sorry, 7 marks. But he had a huge impact on the game. 115 fantasy points, which is the most of any player this year, I've been told. So Wow. He was clearly the best player on the ground. For a young guy, only 20 years of age, we spoke about him at length pre-game, and he had a huge impact. And as Marcus Bontempelli said in the interview after the game, the ball he was able to get some of his mids was second to none. So well done to that young man, Tim English. Well done.
A-grade English, as we said. Steamatic, Australia's leading provider of specialist cleaning and disaster management services. So our Steamatic standout. Ben, I think we're just waiting online to see if Jackson McRae is able to join us.
But you've had a few fantasy points in your time, haven't you?
In between times, maybe you can, for us, our Hamlin hanger. Hamlin has built itself an outstanding reputation for functional, beautifully finished homes, distinctively local. And I've got a feeling you might be rolling in the APCO service station goal of the day as well. Fresh food ready to go. Grab a toasted sandwich or a few steamed dimmies after the game.
This is a double banger, Kozer. We're going with our highlights?
Well, we might be, but we might also be getting Jackson McRae on the phone.
So we're having 50 cents each way.
We are. Prizer, if you've got the mark and goal, maybe we can fire that one off, or we can actually try and find Jackson McRae. Just quickly, Jackson McRae's stats while we're waiting to get him up.
Leading possession winner on the ground, 29, 4 clearances, 20 effective disposals, couple of tackles, 11 contested possessions. He's just... Well, I mean, he just finds the footy. He's not quick. He's just a good old-fashioned footballer, Jackson McRae. He knows how to find the ball, and that's what he does each and every week.
Uses the ball really well.
Yeah, he does. He seems to have that time. He's probably not quick, but he's always got time to get onto his left, and he's got a good sidestep. And he led every player on the field with 29 touches, which is a good effort.
Signature home, City to Surf Solar. City to Surf Solar, Geelong Solar Power and Energy Efficiency Specialist in Essendon Street and Grovedale. And, of course, we're on air thanks to Warralili, living Geelong's most awarded community. So just waiting to be able to get through to Jackson McRae if we can. But in between times, let's see if we've got goal and mark.
Yeah, I mentioned it. I went early, Kozer, with a double banger. It's a double banger, this one. We love it when we have double bangers on K-Rock Footy.
Do we?
Yeah, when the mark and the goal are all in one big double banger arrangement.
And this guy hadn't
makes it easier.
This guy hadn't done either.
No, he hadn't. He hasn't featured on K-Rock Footy at all.
Ever.
He hadn't featured on AFL Footy at all.
Ever.
Until tonight. And he made light work for Bryzer back there in the studio because he didn't have to push too many buttons to arrange this one because it was all happening in the one play. And in the first quarter... Young Cody Waitman, who's no relation to Dale, but is known as Flea. He did some great stuff. A high ball came in. He produced our Hamlin hanger. And then a couple of seconds later, he just had a little bit of composure and he produced our APCO service station goal of the night.
Forward pocket. Oh, contender for a Hamlin hanger. Waitman on debut. Nice rise up elevation. And in the end, clutched it to his chest in that forward pocket. So, Ben, has he been on the Kurzweil statue, or is this going to be first kick, first goal club territory?
This will be his first kick in AFL footy. If he kicks this goal from hard up on the boundary, he'll be an instant cult hero.
He will be at the moment. He's got the big long block. He's kicked it. And he has kicked it.
He did. It was, and it was a difficult. It was a banana. He had to kick it about probably 35 meters, 40 meters. Went through three quarter post height, which is not easy to do. It's far easier that little banana. It only has to travel 15 meters. The one that's got to travel 40, you got to have some serious leg to do that. And his goal late in the game was just all opportunistic sort of arrangement, and that's probably why he was. Why he was drafted. So great to see. The Doggy fans will be up and about the debut of Cody Waitman. And let's not forget young Kale from his former teammate there from the Stingrays.
Yeah, Kale.
Like he had a quiet one, but good experience for the kid.
All right, downstairs we can go. Players post-match comments for Geelong Marine World. Cruising, fishing or fun, get on the water with Geelong Marine World. Jackson McRae's joined us. Thanks for joining K-Rock Footy. We're in our own hub. You're in your hub. But what a great win for the Bulldogs tonight. Really turned around a week of footy last week against the Blues and this week against the Bombers.
Hello?
Hey, Jackson. Hey.
G'day, boys. Yeah, no, it was a great win, obviously, and yeah, the way we responded after Carlton last week, obviously, very proud of the boys' effort.
Tonight was a scintillating game. It started off as a ripping encounter, very high scoring in relative terms. What was it like for you?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, going off last week, we gave Carlton a great head start, and that's something we were really big on, is starting the game strong, and the rest of our game kind of flowed from that. So starting the game strong, and then we really started to use the footy well once we built up some confidence, which is great to see.
Jackson, thanks for joining us on Carrick Footy. Must be great to have Lachie Hunter back in the side. He was just rock solid again tonight.
Yeah, look, he's not only a great player, but he's a great on-field leader, and he's really big for setting us up in the structures, and always finds the footy and knows what to do with it. So he's been huge in his first few games, which has been great to see.
Now, listen, tell us the truth. You ran into Devon Smith and you got the 50. Did you put a little bit of mayo on it?
No, honestly, I just didn't expect to get hit. I'm not the strongest bloke in the world, so if you put a little bit into me, I'll fall over. But honestly, I didn't put anything on it. I was just not expecting to get bumped, but happy to take the 50 any day.
Yeah, Jackson, Tom Lonigan here, mate. How did you see Tim English's game today? We saw his stats, 22 disposals, 17 hitouts, kicked a goal. We were singing his praises all night, but you had a box seat there getting his ball from him. So how did you find him all night?
Oh, he was terrific. Obviously, it's great growth in his game, is those kind of performances where you just see that next level that he can get to, and it's pretty exciting for us given his age and the footy he's starting to see. You know, we don't need him to get best on every night, just a consistent contest, but he's such a skillful player as well, which is so huge.
How would you describe his hairstyle, Jackson?
It's a bit old school, but yeah, it gets the job done. Sorry, boys, we're just about to head into a meeting, so I'm going to have to head off.
Beautiful. Jack, appreciate your time. Thanks for jumping on the blower. So Jack McRae downstairs for Geelong Marine World. Cruising, fishing or fun, get on the water with Geelong Marine World. There you go. Just a little glimpse into it. I would suggest they're going to be pretty buoyant going back to their hub. The Bulldogs, very happy. Guy on debut, kicks two goals. Big ruckman imposes himself. All things looking good.
Oh, I'd be, yeah, they'd be
buoyant.
Up and about.
Buoyant's
on the
word.
I know, buoyant. He's buoyant. Yeah, that's probably reasonable. Yeah. Not bad from you, Ian, late in the night. So, yeah.
Considering you don't use anything past two syllables, yes.
Ah, look, I don't know about that. But, yeah, look, you'd be trundling back on the bus and thinking, what are you going to have when you get back? Do the boys, do you feed up Domsey after a night game? How does that all sort of finish? Because, you know, it's up past 10. Do you launch onto something, or what do you do in terms of your sort of intake post game at night?
Yeah, there's usually a couple of pizzas put on, or we get the hotel staff bring some chicken, some nice chicken or fried food out in the old Bay Murray. And
do you do a bit of room service action or not? Or do you have to sort of go down as a communal area and have your fried chicken?
No, we have the room set up for us, so bring it in, and sometimes if we have a good win, even Scotty might bring out a box of beers even.
Really?
Benny, yeah, box of beers. Oh, eat for him and more sort of red wine sort of number. He likes to
bit drink, of John Devine.
Drinks it like water, he does. But, yeah, it takes usually takes a while to get to sleep. So
wind down.
Need a wind.
Wind right down. I can imagine you do a fair bit of winding down after a big, especially if you've had a win. If you've lost, it might take mightn't take you as long to wind right down. But it's...
Are you done?
What?
Are you done?
No.
You can't manage circles.
I'm just trying to work out how... Because
no,
I remember,
you're not.
No, I just remember somebody, and I forget who it was, saying that one of the pitfalls of interstate travel with players is eating too much. That if all of a sudden the food's out there and you think, oh, this is fantastic.
You're at the buffet.
The
before
next thing you know, you're on the half-forward flank with 17 kilos of chicken
I still remember Jordan Schroeder. Remember Jordan Schroeder?
Yeah. The human bridge.
We had a pre-season game over in Adelaide and it was his first game interstate and just got a little bit carried away, Jordan. He would have had, no doubt, six plates of lasagna next morning. He couldn't run.
He couldn't run.
He was off on the bench by halfway through the second.
Nice work by you, Domsey. Well done.
Thanks,
Warren Lilly, the community where great things are happening. I'm just going to wrap it up here before we get a whole lot of work.
Well, actually put some cheese on his head at three.
Be quiet. Well done to Briser, who persisted with Jack McRae as well. We did get an interview
great work,
in
Briser.
The end for our good people at Geelong Marine World as well. Well done to Briser. Well done to you, Dave. Davey Collins, the next match for broadcast as we bring to you the big weekend of football tomorrow night, Richmond and North Melbourne. Ooh, that might get ugly for the Kangaroos, Richmond and North Melbourne. We've had our APCO service station goal of the day, our Hamlin Hanger, distinctly local, our Stimatic standout. We've gone head-to-head for Geelong Insurance Brokers. We have had a big wrap, and what a night it was. 14-9-93, the Bulldogs, to 7-9-51. Signature home, City to Surf Solar, our fifth quarter sponsor, and our numero uno is Warralili, the community where great things are happening. Great things happening for the Dogs. That wraps us up for a Friday night. Thank you, Davey. Thank you, Briser. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Ben Casanilia.
Yes, thanks, Ian.
Thanks,
well
Coz.
Done, and stay safe on the roads if you're still out there at 10 to 2, Liam. So driving all your way down.
Just beginning back now.
Down to Warrnambool.
Oh, that was a Herculean effort.
Big Dogs win. You heard it all on
Kara Footy.
Great kick up for a big fella. Handballs to Bonapelli. Back inboard to Wallace. Wallace goes round the corner of the Dogs. Make them pay. Wallace kicks the first goal.
Ham tried to get it across. How is the tap in? That's a goal of the year. McKernan, it was going through for a point. He smashed it back to McDonald, Tip and Woody in the goal square. And that is one of the goals of the year.
Is that a kick from Snelling? APCO service station goal of the night in traffic. Hard up in the left forward pocket. He snapped it round the corner in between two Dogs.
So Suckling now on the runway. We know distance won't be an issue. There's the arc Domsey Lonigan was talking about. And we're back to an even game. Forward pocket. Oh, contender for a Hamlin Hanger. Waitman on debut. Nice rise up elevation. And in the end, clutched it to his chest in that forward pocket. So, Ben, has he been on the Kersai statue? Or is this going to be first kick, first goal, club territory?
This will be his first kick in AFL footy. If he kicks this goal from hard up on the boundary, he'll be an instant cold hero.
He will be at the moment. He's got the big long block.
He's kicked it.
And he has kicked it. What a English is the big man. And he takes a towering mark over the top of Phillips. Love seeing that from a big ruckman. That's what we like.
Oh, to Joe Addison. He's got a sort of an iron cheek, a camel clutch from Laverne and Smith.
There's four tacklers.
And once a free kick up by says no, he'll throw it up.
His head into the turnbuckle. Oh, out the back door. Laverne marks it 2 metres out from goal. The Bulldogs' defence had all sagged forward. Laverne got round the back door, plays on. And he's got the first goal of his second term.
Long ball, he wants Suckling. Getting back, beautifully weighted kick from Vandermeer. And Suckling running back with the flight of the ball.
Brunette now. Johannesson loads up, kick long. That is a wonderful strike of the football. And with 3:50 to go, Total Tools time clock in the third term, that is going to be a mountain to climb now for the Bombers. Vandermeer hammers it home.
huge lead now. 6-goal advantage. And Vandermeer, 6 matches, 6 goals. His average continues.
Danny Bonaducci, McKenna, handballs to Hurley, Hot Potato, Bonapelli, handballs to Richards. Richards will kick a goal. Weighted numbers in the end was all in the Dogs' favour.
Bruce can't get anywhere near it. Waitman flying one off the ground. He's got two on debut. Contender for an APCO goal of the night. How exciting is the kid? Williams came back. Hooker at ground level round the corner. Has Hooker finally managed to get a goal for the Bombers?
On cue, Zahir Rakus will kick the goal. So I've talked him into the game. Zahir Rakus floated onto the hand pass, and that's what he needs to be doing.
The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar 5th quarter.